Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 318 shows this evening. This is just wonderful. I'm going to keep on going because this show, this radio platform, stands up for all animals in need and distress. So, you know, whatever you could do to help out, you know, spread the word. Get it out there. Take that action is the key to unlock the door to all changes. We are striving for those big V words, victories for the animals, because without us, they have no hope to carry on, everyone. So the animals are defenseless, helpless, voiceless, and innocent, and they deserve to live in comfort and freedom and happiness and love and care. So whatever, you know, you could do, please spread the word out there, because I've since done these shows, can't take total credit, but I've seen some victories come through and doing the victory dance for them, because we are protecting the animals, and that's what we're here for. We're the animal protectors, and make sure their lives and futures are better, and for the ones that's not even born yet, they deserve to have their animal rights granted, not violated, and kicked to the curb. I just want to go over a couple things. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals. Like I said, 318 shows this evening. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And just press listen live here. And a big shout out to Marty Oakley, because that's where I was a host back in 2014 up to, did 163 shows on her network, TS Radio Network, and then went on my own, and she helped me to get my own and go on and help the animals out. So thank you, Marty Oakley, for help promoting this show every Thursday on the PPJ Gazette. And she has some hot topic shows too on TS Radio Network, and how to get to them. You could follow on the right-hand corner, right-hand side under blog stats, press follow. And every time there is a podcast coming up for her or myself, Voices Care for Animals, it will alert you in your primary email that a broadcast is coming up. It is awesome. I even get alerted, and I'm the producer and host, so I just like seeing and make sure it's working well and everything. So all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So you can listen and share 24/7. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and search Voices Caring for Animals, or you could go to this website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Voices Caring for Animals, and all the links will pop up, and you can just click which one you want, wait a minute to download, and it will play. Listen and share 24/7. And also on the PPJ Gazette, on the right-hand column under search, you can Voices Caring for Animals, all the archive shows, or you can put in my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, and it will also bring up the link. So there's several ways you can get to this show. You can listen by phone, and I'm going to take calls later on in the show. Area code 310-982-4270. And everyone, that's the same number every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. So this is a great radio platform for the animals. And I'm going to keep going. I am relentless. So please check it out. Spread the word. You can share from the bottom of the PPJ Gazette articles and also on Blog Talk Radio, left side of the screen. There's Facebook, Twitter. You can copy. You can email it to the promotion. You can, the crosses, all of them, just press which ones you want to share to. But I want to go ahead and get this show started. And I want to welcome aboard. And she's awesome. She's out there working hard. And we've got a very hot topic going on, ladies and gentlemen, with these wild horses. And it's very sad day yesterday, what happened in Utah on the Wild Horse Anarchy Roundup. So we have to get stronger. We're not going to give up, none of us. And we're going to fight harder, and we're going to win, all in good time. So we need changes. We just need a lot of action takers out there that's active and take action. Okay, so please do your part. And we're going to discuss that on the show tonight. But I want to welcome Holly Ganbice. She's from the American Wild Horse Campaign, AWHC. She's the Director of Government Relations. And I want to welcome her, and you're going to enjoy the show. This is a very hot topic, everyone. So if if you're coming in late, you can always go back to it. If you want to call in, just try to refrain from any noises in the background. Area code 310-982-4270. Listen by phone or by internet. But I want to welcome her aboard. Holly, how are you doing this evening? Welcome to Voices Caring for Animals number 318. How are you this evening?
Hey, I am doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was looking forward to the show because I know you're out there working hard, and so is all the giving a big shout out to the American Wild Horse Campaign for all they're doing for these wild horses, because they were their voices and we must be heard. And they deserve to live in comfort, peace and freedom. But you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit how you got started with the American Wild Horse Campaign. And, go ahead. You're live and on the air.
All right. I sure will. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show again, Debbie. There has been some changes since the last time I was on the show. I started my career in horse protection. I previously led the campaign against horse slaughter at the Humane Society of the United States. And the last time that we spoke, I was at Animal Wellness. And, during that time, I worked on many issues, including wild horses. That was one of the issues. And I became very familiar with the American Wild Horse Campaign during that time. I worked with Suzanne Roy, the executive director there and her team at AWHC to advocate for wild horses and to pass the Cohen Amendment that passed the House floor last year for fertility control funding as an alternative to mass roundups. And, you know, as far as how I got to AWHC, you know, I saw that AWHC was clearly the nation's leading organization for protecting wild horses in burros. I also became aware of their campaign to advocate for protecting the Anakie. You know, they started that campaign back in 2018. They've been working this for a long time. And I saw a need for a full-time lobbying presence for horses, and especially wild horses and burros, on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., because of the dangers that these animals are facing right now. And I'm just very excited. I feel blessed to be the government relations director at the American Wild Horse Campaign. But what I love about AWHC is that, you know, this organization is addressing all aspects of this issue to protect these majestic animals. We're fighting in the courts. We have a litigation team. We have filed multiple lawsuits to protect wild horses and burros. We're out in the field. We have an amazing field operations team. We run the world's largest PVP fertility control program. We actually manage a large herd of horses on the Virginia Range in Nevada. And the American Wild Horse Campaign is recognized for its expertise in fertility control and humane management solutions. We have a science initiative. We're working to expand and develop scientific research and understanding. We have, of course, our government relations team, which I'm the director of. And, you know, right now we're the only organization that has a dedicated, consistent voice and lobbying team to represent these animals in Washington, D.C. That was something that was desperately needed. And we're giving horses and burros and donkeys a political voice. We have actually taken the effort to the next level by creating the American Horse PAC. It's a political action committee. The American Horse PAC is the first PAC for equine welfare. It's dedicated to protecting horses, burros, and donkeys. Yeah, American Wild Horse Campaign, I love the organization, very glad to be working here. You know, as I said, America's wild horses and burros are under attack right now. They're facing significant dangers, mass roundups, slaughter, abuse. And I plan to talk about some of that in more detail. But, you know, there's this idea that has been put out there by the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, and the livestock industry that horses are overpopulated, that there are too many horses on the range. But this is far, far from the truth. And the way that the agency has decided to historically deal with this is by engaging in a continuous cycle of rounding up and removing horses. We see that happening right now in the Anakie. And it's been a failure. The National Academy of Sciences highlighted this back in 2013. They conducted a review of the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program, and they noted that removals are causing compensatory reproduction, which actually increases population growth rates on the range. And the National Academy of Sciences recommended fertility control as the science-based solution and the most effective solution. But BLM still is only spending less than 1% of their budget on fertility control. And instead, the agency is looking to conduct mass removals of wild horses and burros from the range. Anakie, like you said, that roundup started yesterday. The American public has been extremely concerned about this. The agency is looking to remove about 50 to 70 horses per day. They're looking to round up about 80% of the Anakie herd and permanently remove about 60% of the herd.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yes. Heartbreaking. We are documenting this on our social media, on our Facebook page. You can go to the American Wild Horse Campaign Facebook page and also go to our Twitter account as well. There were 14 horses removed yesterday. Nearly 90 horses were removed today. The wild horses of the Anaki, they're a cherished herd by the public, and it's actually among one of the most visited herds in the U.S. And a lot of tourists go there every year to see these horses. And the herd also has a unique historic and cultural value as well. These horses are actually descendants of those that worked on the Pony Express. And it's a very popular among wildlife photographers as well, including professionals and amateurs who travel from all around the country and even around the world to witness the Anaki and photograph them. So it's especially sad to see this happening. Like I said, we do have a representative on the ground observing each day of the roundup, and we're posting that footage on our Facebook page so people can see what's happening. Our representative is Kimberly Pearl. She is an amazing, talented wild horse photographer who is familiar with this herd, and she is there on our behalf to observe and document the roundup. And you can also go on our website. It's www.AmericanWildHorseCampaign.org. And you can also go on our website, SaveAnaki.org, to learn more about what's happening to the Anaki right now. We also wanted to note that the Anaki Catalog, which is a nonprofit that maintains an extensive database on each of the Anaki horses, they're also out there on the ground. During this roundup, they're actually assisting in identification of the captured horses and their family band. You'll see that yesterday, the 14 horses that were rounded up, they were able to match each of those horses, and you could see the photographs of each of the horses that were rounded up yesterday. But the BLM did agree to consider recommendations for returning some horses based on genetic viability, maintaining the integrity of social.
Okay, I just lost you. Holly, if you can hear me, call back in, okay, because I lost connection. But everyone, whatever you could do, please help out, because this is so, depressing what's going on. These wild horses don't have a chance without us, so please, do your part. Visit their website, their Facebook page, Twitter. See how you can help out, because every voice out there matters, okay? All your actions do matter. Okay, Holly, I got you back.
Hey there.
I'm sorry.
Apologies for that. My call dropped.
I'm sorry?
My call dropped. Thanks
okay.
for your patience there. Apologies for that.
I was like, she fell off the boat. We got to get back on here. So, this is so depressing what's going on. We got to be more human, show more, empathy, some mercy for these animals, because I have wrote to the President Biden, Deb Haaland, Jennifer, I don't have her last name in front of me, the press secretary. I'm not done yet signing petitions. And everyone, there is a petition to reform the Federal Wild Horse and Burro Program. And it's on change.org. And it's on this, I've been passing along, and it's on, and I've seen it being shared a lot. So that's a plus. Sign it, share it, and keep moving along, because that's what we need. We need reform and help these innocent, gorgeous animals out. They're beautiful, and they shouldn't be treated like that. Because, and Holly, horse slaughter is banned in the United States, but yet they can take them out and ship them to Mexico, Canada, other countries. That contradicts itself. You know, that's so wrong. I mean, these animals, they don't get two and three lives on this earth like we do. You know, we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals, mm-hmm. so we got to make the best of it and let them live in peace. I mean, doing these shows, I have learned so much. I knew it was bad out there, but I didn't know it was this bad. And from all angles, because, you know, on this platform, we're saying that for all animals in distress, you know, in need. And some of it is mind-blowing. How could be so many heartless and cruel people out there? And thank God for all the animal advocates and animal organizations, animal lovers, you know, to keep us, keep, you know, give them uplifting futures and lives, right? I mean, what is going on?
Right.
Whoa.
That's right. Well, and the sad thing is that for the government agency, the Bureau of Land Management, and they're doing this with your tax dollars, even though the majority of the American public does not want to see this happening to these horses, and it's just a shame, really. I can tell you that the American Wild Horse Campaign, you know, we, even though the Roundup, with the Aniki in particular, you know, even though the Roundup has begun, we don't want people to give up. Keep being a voice for the horses. We are not giving up. We will continue to push for change. The BLM has committed to working on a collaborative long-term plan for this herd. And we as an organization are committed to working to ensure that this is the last helicopter roundup that ever takes place in the Anaki HMA.
Yes,
we have all – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I hope,
you know,
it's the last. Yes. I know you guys can do
certainly,
it. Yeah.
I certainly hope so. We are going to be very – we are going to remain persistent on this. You know, we had created a reasonable plan for the Anaki HMA, which we had submitted to the BLM. It includes reasonable recommendations such as reallocating livestock AUMs to raise the AML. AML is the appropriate management level. It's basically the number of horses that BLM says the land can sustain. The BLM thinks that there should be only a small number of horses on the range. And so then when that number is passed, that's when they start conducting these roundups. Nationwide, BLM believes that there should only be about 16,000 to 26,000 horses on the range, which is just absolutely ridiculous. That's just way too low. You know, our organization's position and what we advocate for is that the AML, that number of horses allowed on the range, should be raised. It makes sense. The horses and burros benefit from, of course, from fewer removals. More of them could stay on the range. There would be significant cost savings by allowing more of these animals to stay on the range and not be removed and put into government holding facilities. It would also allow for healthier and more genetically viable herds. 16 to 26,000 horses is too low to have genetic diversity in a healthy herd. And then there would also be significant ecological and rangeland health benefits if the livestock AUMs are reallocated. And, you know, AML is like that fundamental kind of problem that we're facing on the wild horse issue. It's not this number that they come up with. It's not scientifically based. It's a political decision. And actually, the National Academy of Sciences had said that how AMLs are established, monitored, and adjusted is not transparent to stakeholders, supported by scientific information, or amenable to adaptation with new information and environmental and social change. The problem is that BLM gives livestock the vast majority of the share of land resources, even though wild horses and burros are supposed to be federally protected. Just to throw some numbers out there for the listeners to get a scope of this, you know, on BLM land, BLM public land, there are 155 million acres of just livestock grazing. And then 27 million of that is for horses. But even that 27 million, the horses have to share that with the livestock. And even on that land that the horses are allowed to be on, 75% of the resources go to cattle and only 25% go to horses. So it's quite unfair. It comes down to these powerful livestock interests, and we see that reflected in those AMLs. And again, it's really just about maintaining that livestock status quo. Meanwhile, it's the wild horses and burros that end up paying the price. And, you know, one of our concerns, again, is that we're expecting to see, you know, more of this under a plan that the BLM had released last year. They had put out a plan for mass removals of wild horses, but at an accelerated pace. You know, but a looming threat is that when these animals are removed from the range, they are put at risk of slaughter. You mentioned something at the beginning of the program about the adoption incentive program, and that was another thing I wanted to highlight for the listeners of this program, is that, you know, we have seen wild horses and burros after the roundup by the BLM. Time and time again, we see them ending up in the slaughter pipeline. Most recently, we saw that through the adoption incentive program. We had conducted an investigation. We worked with several horse rescue organizations that uncovered the sad truth that the adoption incentive program was sending, essentially funneling horses and burros to slaughter. And it was also corroborated by the New York Times. The New York Times covered this a few weeks ago. And a little background, the adoption incentive program was created by the BLM as a way of basically dealing with horses, all these horses that they're removing from the range. They're removing so many. And now there are 50,000 wild horses and burros sitting in government holding facilities. So this program was a way to increase adoption. So what they do is that they say the adopter gets $1,000 if they come adopt an untrained wild horse or burro. They get $1,000, two payments of $500. They get that first $500 within 60 days from the adoption date, and then they get the second $500 payment after title passes, about a year later. The problem is it's the wrong incentive for getting a horse. The program ends up attracting people who have bad intentions and people who are unable to properly care for horses. We uncovered an influx of wild horses and burros ending up at slaughter auctions and at kill pens. We also uncovered some horrific cruelty, including a horse that was suffering horribly from a broken neck.
Whoa.
The BLM should have immediately shut this program down. It did not. We have filed a lawsuit. We've also had some good support from members of Congress who are concerned about the welfare of these horses. And a congressional committee has urged the agency to conduct a review of its program. However, of course, we feel that's not enough. The program does need to be stopped.
This is just so sad to hear. I mean, broken neck and to slaughter and, oh, my goodness, Holly, this is so gut-wrenching. You know, we have to be the voices of these horses because they deserve it. I mean, they don't do nothing wrong. They're running free, living free, and you know, they have families just like we do. And, you know, just to hear this stuff that's going on, everyone, you know, BLM, Bureau of Land Management, you know, they have to get, I mean, we have to do something here because this is so terrible what's going on. I mean, it is just one huge nightmare, and we don't want that. We want change. We want positive to change. We're not giving up on these roundups where these helicopters, you know, I seen these videos, they're so scared and terrified, traumatized. You know, some of them get hurt. Some lead to death, jumping up. And they need to live free from anxiety and fear. You know, this is so wrong. It's inhumane to let this happen from BLM. I mean, it's animal cruelty front lines, you know, right in front of your eyes. You know, so in the first degree, how could you say it's not? You know, so everyone, we have to get stronger and recruit more people to do this because if we don't, it's, you know, what we allow is what will continue. You know, contact thewhitehouse.gov. They have a contact. I'm not sure if their number's working yet.
Right.
Is it working? Because I tried the other day and it
well,
wasn't.
I've got some good numbers that people can call. And, you know, when people speak up and they contact their legislators, their policymakers, it makes a difference, especially when we're all speaking up together. People can call their federal legislators, their two senators, and their U.S. representatives. They can call the Capitol switchboard. That number is 202-224-3121. You can be connected with your two U.S. senators and your U.S. representative, and you can tell them that you oppose the Anarchy Roundup, stop wild horse roundup, and to instead prioritize on-range management strategies. People can also call the Interior Department. That number is 202-208-3100 and press 3 and give that same message about prioritizing on-range management so that these animals can stay on the range in the wild in their home with their families where they belong. And I'll actually give an example. I know I've talked about a lot of really sad things that are happening to horses and burros, but we did have a recent win in the U.S. Congress, and it goes to show that change can be made when everyone starts calling their legislators, writing to their legislators. You can tweet at your legislators. You can many of them, you can actually comment on their Facebook pages, too. But we had a recent win. They're the House Appropriations Committee. It's a powerful congressional committee, and they had recently passed a bill that promotes on-range management. We were very happy to see it was directing the BLM to use fertility control, and it includes at least $11 million for fertility control. It also urges the BLM to look at things like relocating horses from, you know, overabundant areas to maybe less abundant herd management areas. And it was a victory for horses in that it indicates a significant shift toward looking at on-range management, kind of changing the mindset of instead of just relying on these cruel, ineffective, unscientific, costly roundups and removals, we can look at these on-range management strategies that actually work if the BLM will actually implement them. And so my team and also the Animal Welfare Institute, we all worked really hard on trying to get this funding for fertility control and on-range management, and we were very excited about it, but we could not have done it without all of you calling your members of Congress, asking them to include this language. So just a great example of how we can start to make some significant progress and start shifting mindsets away from these roundups and removals if we all start speaking up and getting active and not giving up.
That's right. Not give up, everyone. And, I mean, just do your part because, you know, there's, what is it, H.R. 3355 that in the House of Representatives, call them up and tell them to support it. I haven't seen it moved yet. But the HR, it was a 3684. This is concerning, you know, horse slaughter. you know, where they're shipping them out to Mexico and Canada to stop
mm-hmm.
it. So please, everyone, call mm-hmm. your senators, your representatives. Make that call, because all lives matter, including all the animals. You know, they deserve to share this earth temporarily like we are on here and live the best. We like our rights granted, and so do they. And we are their voices. And we got a call here, Holly. Area code 203. We got a packed house. So please, everybody in the queue, if you want to speak, press 1 to alert me to so I can bring you on board. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, okay? TVs, radio, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And thank you for calling area code 203. You're live and on the air. You got any questions or comments for Holly? Go right ahead. Can you hear me?
Hi. Hi,
hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Holly. This is Meredith Hope calling. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in, Meredith. This is awesome. Yes.
So Meredith is one of my colleagues, and I had asked her to try to call in today because she is just so fantastic, and she is doing so much important work with me in our government relations, on our government relations team. So I'm so glad that she called in.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
I'm so happy to call in. Debbie, first, I want to say this is such a great platform. I love that this is here and allows all of us animal advocates to come together and fight for, as you said, more victories for animals. I think that's just so important. Holly, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to you talk about all of our initiatives. I think it'd be really awesome to chat more about that $11 million in the appropriations language, because I'm not sure that many listeners, if they're not familiar with BLM's budget, can fully appreciate the scope of how much money that is for fertility control. Last year, I know you said that BLM spends less than 1% of its budget on fertility control,
mm-hmm.
and that was about $324,000 on fertility control. So boosting BLM's fertility control program to $11 million is going to be a massive win for the wild horses and burros on the range.
It really is. I'm super excited about it. It can go a long way to getting BLM in the right direction and treating a significant number of horses with fertility control. You know, there's on the Virginia range, we use what's called PVP, fertility control, and it's a vaccine. It's essentially like birth control for horses, but it's an immunocontraceptive, and it's administered by a dart, and it's just a vaccine, and it is a humane way to manage the horses on the range. PZP is backed with 30 years of scientific research showing that it's humane and that it works when it's implemented appropriately. Our program on the Virginia range in Nevada is a perfect example of how effective PZP is when it's applied appropriately. And it's a tool that it's available now. And it's a win-win. It's a win for the horses who get to stay on the range in their homes. And it is also a win for the taxpayers. The cost savings of managing horses on the range instead of removing them are amazing. It's a win
tremendous.
All around.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to highlight that when we're talking about darting, there's no need for that roundup. There's no need for helicopters. A lot of times you don't need to even bait and trap these wild horses and burros. I think our field director put it so well, Holly. He said, you don't go to the horses, you let them come to you. You become really intimately familiar with the landscape, the horse movements, their behaviors, where they like to hang out, where, you know, where do they go for their water, for their forage? And you learn about the herds, and you work around their schedule, and it's incredibly effective, efficient, cost efficient, and like you said, it's just the humane way to manage these animals on the range. They get to stay out there wild and free.
That's what we want to see them, is wild and free. Yeah. That's so important. I mean, just how hard is it? Just let them be. I have a couple of friends that have horses, and they're so awesome. I mean, they love carrots. You know, they pet them. Mm-hmm. The bond between human and animals, if you open your heart to them, it is amazing. I mean, with, you know, your pets at home, or if you have horses as pets, they all deserve to be treated fairly and treated with dignity and respect. And it's just so heartbreaking to even know about this slaughter going on, horse slaughter. And Holly, when you was on Animal Wellness Action on the interview, you did another great interview there too. And Marty Irby, his birthday's today. If you're a big shout out to him.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Happy
Executive
birthday.
Director of Animal Wellness Action. He's going to be on the show at the end of the month. And him and Scott Mexfield, they've been fighting so hard, and all their staff, you know, I mean, all these organizations for the horses. It's wonderful. It's teamwork. And they're all speaking out. The social media is going berserk over this. And they're mad, and they should be mad, you know, because of their rights. But, you know, just like Animal Wellness Action, Marty Irby and Scott Bexfield, he's been on the show, and Wayne Pacelli, the president, founder, and also, I mean, Joshua, he's been on here. So when I have all these shows, I don't have a limit. I want you to come back and you know, give the progress.
Right.
The more exposure, the better. And Holly, I want to look forward to having you back on, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thanks for everything you're doing. A big shout out to American Wild Horse Campaign, you know, all the staff and all the hard and inspiring work they're doing, because these animals are so worth it. I mean, they deserve to be treated. The animals, the elderly, you know, the children, they don't have a voice. We have to speak up for them. And do what's right, and say, hey, this is the 21st century. We're heading for the 22nd century. It's time to stop it. Time's long overdue. Let's get with the times. You know, we don't need these roundups. We don't need this horse slaughter. We don't need to see these horses being shipped over to other countries and be treated so inhumanely. You know, I mean, I've seen videos that makes me my stomach curl to see what's going on. That's not, you know, we can do better than that. I mean, it's so unfair to the horses, the wild horses, the Mustangs, you know. And look at Ford. I thought for sure they would be involved, because the Mustang car is named after the Mustang horses, you know. So I would hope they would step up to the plate and stand up for them, because I myself own a Mustang. You know, car. I've owned them since 2001, and I love those cars.
There you go.
You know, and they're awesome, but they were definitely named after the Mustang horse, because there's the Mustang emblem on them, you know, on the hood and inside the car. So Ford, if you anybody out there that works for Ford, please stand up for these Mustangs. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Or have a commercial where Ford has live Mustangs with the cars. I haven't seen it yet, but it could happen. And stand up for them, because they're worth it from every angle. And look at all the organizations that's involved now. That's wonderful, Holly. I mean, it's just teamwork. And when I sent you a video the other day, there was two of them. In 2017, I was on TS Radio Network, and I sent them to you. There was about horse slaughter. They'll bring tears to your eyes. I mean, Voices Carry for Animals was involved with that. And I'll give you the name. They're on YouTube. Debbie Roscoe's a horse advocate. She's awesome out there. And she had asked me permission to, you know, give credit on this video And I said, absolutely, in 2017. So everybody, it's called What Happened to Us. And it's about horse slaughter. And it will bring tears to your eyes. And there's a second part, What Happened to You, Part 2, on YouTube. Debbie Roscoe, a big shout out to her. But it's so sad. And it's just like, let's all do this together. You know, strength in numbers, Ray Bittner. She's listening. Thank you for listening, Mama Cat. But all together, we got another caller calling. And you can stay on the line, okay, everyone? Because we're having a hot show here. The queue is packed. Okay, good. That's great. Thank you, all listeners. Keep sharing and keep spreading the word. Area code 610. You're live and on there. You have any comments or questions for Holly? Try to refrain from any noise in the background. Go right ahead. This is a hot show, everyone. Go ahead. Thank you. Area code 610, you're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for the guest?
Yes. Hi, my name is Michelle. I just wanted to call in. Thank you for reminding people to contact their legislators. I just wanted to share that I met with my legislator, my House of Representative, on last Monday, and they were unaware of all of the problems that are happening with the adoption incentive program. And I had to share with them, they didn't know about the animals that were being adopted, and then so many of them were ending up in slaughter. So I think that's a great reminder for people to continue to contact their legislators. And the fact that you're sharing this information on your show is great, because many people don't know what's happening to the wild horses.
Yes, they don't. You're right. And thank you for calling in and being a part of it, because calling your legislators means so much. Your senators and, you know, your representatives, please get the information out there. I'm on Twitter and Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, and I'm so fast at, you know, posting stuff that makes my head spin, and I'm going to keep doing it, you know, so whatever we can do.
Well, it's true. I think a lot of people, I'm fairly new to this. I was shocked to see that this was actually happening on our public lands, and that a lot of this is coming from taxpayer dollars, and I'm sure the American population would not be happy if they knew their taxes were going to cruelly round up horses and then potentially be sent out to slaughter in other countries.
Yeah, I mean, it's so wrong. You know, they need better treatment. You know, whoa, it's crazy what's going on. And, you know, we can't stop. We're not stopping here. I mean, we cannot give up or give in. It takes teamwork. Whatever we have to do and keep spreading the word.
It does. It does.
Yes.
It's the teamwork. That is so important. And I am so inspired by the number of people and groups and organizations and rescues that are speaking out on this issue, because we all have to have that united voice. I think that's so critical, and that's just been, from my time working in this field, that is so critical. And I wanted to give a shout out to some sanctuaries who worked with us on the adoption incentive program investigation, like Sky Dog Sanctuary and Claire Staples, also Evanescent Mustang Rescue, Black Hills Wild Horse Sanctuary. They're all doing great work. And also wanted to give a shout out to Carol Walker, who is one of the wild horse photographers and has also has joined with us in the lawsuit about the adoption incentive program. And also a shout out to the Animal Welfare Institute as well for their great work to advocate for the protection of equines, and especially their work on protecting American wild horses and burros.
That's great. I mean, look at all these organizations. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's so uplifting to hear all these ones that's involved, including you, Holly, and Animal Wellness Action. I mean, look at this list. It's great. you know. So keep it up. Keep up the action. That's the main thing. You know, that go ahead.
We will definitely keep up the action. We are not giving up, and we will keep fighting the good fight.
That's right. We become stronger and stronger and better when more people come aboard. There's millions and millions of people in this world, and there's a lot of people don't know what's going on with these wild horses, like, you know, we was talking about. And taxpayers' money, when I was writing these emails, I made sure I don't like seeing my taxpayer money going there. You know, Americans,
right.
Animals should be priority number one, no matter what, in America. I mean, that's how I feel, and a lot of people feel like that. Veterans, children, homeless, you know, all this. For the Americans, Americans should be number one priority. And so what about the animals in this United States? Because it's so very important. You know, look what's going on. I mean, it's just so depressing to even know that these helicopters are chasing them and how they're treated. I've seen these sad videos of them falling down and just running scared. They're terrified. And that is so gut-wrenching and so wrong. It's one big nightmare. And thanks to all you advocates out there, that's why I have this Animal Advocates Radio coming together on this radio platform and getting it across, because you can listen in worldwide on this show. And I love it. You know, I don't mind doing it. So I'm what you call a one-woman operation. I produce it. I host it. I run a studio board. I help promote it, you know, so, and I do have a lot of help promoting this show through all the social media and all the Facebook pages that's posting right now. Big thank you to all you. It was just so meaningful. At least they're not looking the other way, right? I mean, we're coming together. Animal rights activists, rock and keep rocking. Let's not give up. Never give up hope. You know, because that's what we're here for. We're here to see the victories and the good news and the positive changes. You know, so whatever the audience you could do out there, please spread the word. You know, share this information with your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers. They're probably not aware of what's going on. And I don't think they'll be too happy to hear it. You know, I mean, I'm not. So I'm going to keep writing the letters and the sign the petitions, and I'm going to do what I need to do. And when you have a village of people, they're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like public outcry. They don't like public outrage. That's one thing. And look at the celebrities getting involved. Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was out there doing video. And a big shout out to her. And Katie, is it Hagel? Her too.
Michael?
I mean, it's wonderful.
Yep. She's fantastic. Yeah.
And there was another name I seen out there on the video. I can't think right offhand, but it's like there's more and more picking up and more celebrities get out there and do this, and our news media. We're coming in stronger, and it's got to end. You know, we're into the 22nd century. Let's get it ended. Please, whatever we can do. Let's see a victory for the wild horses, all of them. You know, quit shipping them out of the United States. It's not right. No.
I can give that phone number again for Congress.
Yes, please do. Whatever
the Capitol,
you can give out, Holly, go right ahead because it's so important. Go right ahead.
It's that Capitol switchboard, and they'll connect you with your two U.S. senators and your one U.S. representative. Everybody has one representative and two senators in Congress. And that's 202-224-3121. And another easy way is that, you know, you can go to our website. We have action alerts that you can use to contact your members of Congress. And you can also share some of those action alerts on social media, email them to your friends. But go to the American Wild Horse Campaign website. It's just www.americanwildhorsecampaign.org. You can go to the American Wild Horse Campaign Facebook page. Our Twitter account are all very active. And again, for those who are interested in, you know, what's happening with the Anarchy, you know, we are keeping our social media updated. We have our field representative out there taking video, documenting what's happening, and we're posting that on our social media, Facebook and Twitter. And then if you'd like to learn more about our political action committee, it's called American Horse PAC. It's the first federal PAC dedicated to equine protection, protecting horses, donkeys, burros, both wild and domestic. It's an important tool in the toolbox to keep take our advocacy to the next level and make a difference and get better policies for these animals. And you can go to AmericanHorsePAC.org to learn more about our PAC.
This is great, you know, and everyone, please spread the word and do your part, because your actions do count. Your voices do matter. I mean, let's see a victory. And to see a victory, it takes teamwork, a lot of teamwork. So let's see this and keep going, because we're not going to give up under no circumstances. You know, if we give up, we automatically lose and it gets worse. And we don't want that. We want to keep, you know, the animals safe and freedom and happy and love and care, because their lives matter too. And they should not be treated, you know, with cruelty, abuse, neglect. It's so wrong. So animal cruelty is a crime, and it should be treated like a crime. You know, there's too many slap on the wrist out there and people getting by with it. So do your part, everyone. And we're down to like 3 minutes here, ladies. And Holly, I want to really thank you for coming on again. You are a wonderful, I mean, guest, as like the rest of them. And looking forward to having you back on again, and keep up the hard and inspiring work you're doing. Because, we, you know, together we can do this. Strength in numbers, Ray Bittner. I'm saying this because you always tell me that, because it's so true. And thank you for listening in. And the two ladies that called in, thank you for calling in and being a part of the show. You know, you listen in any time, call in any time, because your voices do matter. The bigger the audience, the better for our animal friends in need and distress. So I wanted to go and Holly, tell your mother I said hello and give her a big hug from me, okay? And
I absolutely will, and I know that she's listening as well. So I know
oh, good.
That she,
I can't remember her first name. What was her first name?
Glenda.
Glenda, you're listening in. I'm sending you a big hug. Okay, I miss you calling in this evening. The last show you did, you did wonderful. But that's great. And everyone, I want you to thank you all for listening in, tuning in. I had a packed house. And I appreciate all of you, you know, coming together under Animal Advocates Radio, tuning in and spreading the word, because our voices do carry. We just got to make it happen. And next week, we got Pat Craig, and he's the president and founder of Wild Animal Sanctuary. It'll be his first time on next week. We want to welcome him aboard. And 7 o'clock Eastern every Thursday, everyone, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific, listening worldwide. This show will be available to listen to this evening. Wait about a half hour so it downloads, and you can listen to it if you want to go back and get any important information off of it. On the left side of the screen, you can share. There's social media icons. Share it to your, you know, Facebook pages or on Twitter or LinkedIn, Pinterest. You know, get the word out there. Sign these petitions. Make these phone calls. That's so important to your state representatives and state senators. Area code 202-224-3121. I got it memorized, Holly. I've called it so much.
Huh.
And
good,
the White
good.
House, you know, contact them. Whitehouse.gov. You know, contact President Biden on issues. I mean, we can't be silent here. We got some serious issues here, and we got to do something about it. You know, so everyone, thank you for tuning in. And Holly, you have, and on the two ladies called in, you have a wonderful evening. I hope you join in again. You both did great. Okay, so do your
thank
part.
Thank you, Daddy.
Spread the word. Yes.
Thank you, Debbie, and huge shout out to all the amazing people out there who are advocating to protect America's equine.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, horse advocates, horse lovers, horse organizations, all of a shout out. Good night, everyone, and have a nice day.